Good morning, Chairperson and members. Yes, we are, Chair.
Okay, no, thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, honorable member, is welcome. Meeting specifically just to deal with the budget.
This APP, meeting is being recorded.
Budget and APP report for budget vote, justice and constitutional development, and budget vote, correctional services. Members will note that this budget debate is scheduled for this Thursday. The document has been sent to members. I'm going to assume that you're familiar with it. We can just quickly go through just through the issues that are captured in the document, especially in terms of our observations and recommendations. I'm sorry, I mean, I don't have the document open in front of me, so I'm actually going to follow yours. But if we can go to the recommendations, members, with regard to the first recommendation, 6.1, this is the justice and correctional and constitutional development. We said the department should continue to work closely with the Judicial Inspectorate for Correctional Services to ensure that inmates are safe and treated with dignity and their human rights are protected within correctional services. Sorry, I remember this is the correctional services recommendations. 6.2, the department should resolve all challenges with the Department of Public Works and enhance that it's in... that its in-house skills to effect the necessary maintenance, repairs, and building of correctional centers in all provinces. The department should speedily upgrade its security systems and infrastructure to reduce incidents of escapes from correctional centers. The department should implement the necessary plans and initiatives to improve its delivery and meet its target in respect of the integrated inmates management system and roll out this program to include both remand detainees, remand detention as well as incarceration. The department should continue to work with SAPS and other relevant departments to address gangsterism within correctional centers to ensure the safety of all inmates. The department should resolve for all vacancies, which will contribute to improving the current ratios between officials and inmates in all correctional centers. The department should provide the necessary training skills and support to officials as well as implement the necessary progressions to improve and boost staff morale. The department should work towards filling all vacant posts of social workers, nurses, psychologists, and doctors within correctional centers to provide all the necessary care and support to inmates and to enhance the rehabilitation program of the department. The department should continue to implement the necessary disciplinary measures as well as the anti-fraud strategy to send a clear message to officials that fraud and corruption will not be tolerated within the department. The department should make every effort and implement all the necessary plans and procedures to reduce fruitless and wasteful expenditure and enforce more stringent cost containment measures. The department should work tirelessly to reduce overcrowding and make every effort to increase the bed space for inmates. The reduction in overcrowding will serve to instill a culture of dignity for inmates and contribute towards better working conditions for officials. The department should implement the records management framework and work towards the digitization of all its records. This will improve efficiency within the department. The department should make every effort to allocate sufficient vehicles which are in good working order and which takes cognizance of the specific terrain within each province. During such allocation of vehicles, the allocation of appropriate vehicles in each province will enhance the work of the department. The department should ensure that it protects whistleblowers and deals decisively with those responsible for fraudulent activities in the department, and the department should work towards the finalization of legislation, particularly in respect of the separation of powers and independence of the Judicial Inspector for Correctional Services. The committee looks forward to receiving a list of all policy and legislative amendments proposed by the department within the current financial year. Those were recommendations with regard to correctional services. My apologies, colleagues. I don't have the document open in front of me, so I'm just following what's on the screen. All right. And then I think with justice and constitutional development. Our recommendations are that the department should ensure that its online services are widely publicized and information regarding the service is shared broadly to all provinces, including rural areas. The online services will assist communities to effectively access the services of the department and ultimately improve efficiency. The department should work with Chapter 9 institutions to ensure that information about the equality courts are communicated to communities and capacitate those courts to effectively address matters relating to unfair discrimination, hate speech, and harassment. The department should put all the necessary IT measures in place to protect all data and information to avoid any future IT attacks to its systems and continue to modernize its systems to address all case backup. The department should put all the necessary plans in place and raise awareness on the three gender-based violence acts to ensure effective implementation of all provinces. In all provinces, the implementation of the GBV acts will go a long way in protecting the most vulnerable members of our society. The department should make every effort to resolve all challenges relating to the implementation of the audiovisual solutions, as this will improve the effective functioning of the criminal justice system. The department should furnish the committee within 30 days of adoption of the report with a detailed provincial breakdown of all courts being upgraded, including the maintenance and repair plans. The NPA and SIU should ensure that it has the necessary plans, resources, and capacity to effectively implement the recommendations arising out of the Zunder Commission reports and work towards effective investigation, prosecutions, and convictions of those responsible for state capture. The department is encouraged to continue its training programs at the Justice College to promote increased skills and capacity within the department. The department should implement all measures to address the challenges faced by rural communities in respect of access to justice and to all the services required by those communities. The department should find innovative solutions to address the challenges related to distances, port infrastructure, and connectivity in rural areas. The NPA should resolve all its challenges in the prosecution of the TRC cases and work swiftly to ensure successful prosecutions and convictions of those responsible for these crimes and to bring justice to the victims. And finally, the department should furnish the committee with a detailed list of all upcoming legislation for the current financial year. Honourable members, those are the recommendations in terms of the two budget votes. If you can give me an indication whether you want to make any addition and or amendment to the report. But I think I should also, I see Honourable Zamai has also joined the meeting. We should just note the apology from Honourable Mtetwa, who's currently doing interviews. I think it's interviews for judges, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, he's unavailable for the meeting. Our members, if you can give me an indication whether you wish to make any amendments or propose any amendments to the report. If not, if you want to also propose adoption, we could deal with that as well. Our members, any indications? Our Bartlett, are you moving for adoption?
Yes, Chair, I move for adoption of the report. Thank you.
Any seconder? Honourable Dodova?
Dongeni.
Honourable Dongeni and Honourable Dodova second the report. Thank you, Honourable members. Honourable Saleku, are there any... I saw you opening your mic. You don't raise your hand necessarily, but are there any abstentions?
Honourable Chair, good morning.
Honourable Saleku.
Can you please be so kind and record our abstention as the DA together with Honourable Karin Fesser, please?
Leku and Fesser, okay.
Yes.
Fesser. Okay. That being said, Honourable Members, the report is duly adopted. Thank you very much for your attendance. And just to remind you that the debate on justice and correction services Thursday. The debate on home affairs will take place tomorrow, Wednesday. Thank you very much, all members. Just also be reminded that the cocktail meeting is going to start at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much. This meeting is declared closed.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.